Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Time to get into the Junks Sports page. That's brought to you by our friends at Don't Sleep Energy Drink. Don't Sleep has all of your energy and performance needs covered. Get some now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code Junkies. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you great.
Nats are hot. They go down to Florida and take four from the Marlins.
Now
Miami's the worst team in baseball, and they're 2-15 at home.
But that's what you're supposed to do, right?
But you got to beat the inferior teams, and they bring out the sweepy, and they win 7-2. They scored 33 runs in the four games.
I'm gonna have to look up the the attendance. Because the attendance is always bad in Florida.
It looked like there was about 1,000 people there.
It's got to be just nubs if they've won two games all season at home.
Even though they're beating up on teams that they should beat up on, to be 14-14 when they were projected to win like 63 games, that bodes very
66,
well.
66.5 was the total. I went over the total.
I
felt really good about it.
I'm going to do the bit that I always do. I'm regretful that I didn't place a larger wager. on the Nats over.
Yeah, you are.
Now, I'm not guaranteeing it, but so far,
it looks good.
Looks pretty good.
I mean,
looks like a solid wager.
Yeah. Well, like we talked about before the season started, I mean, just adding Senzel and Winker, I just felt like they were just a better team. I just felt like these other guys, like Abrams, were going to take another step forward, and he has.
Well, you know who didn't think that? Savannah. And Savannah covers this. This is what she does for a living.
I think Savannah said that she thought they would get over the 66.5.
By like one game or half a game.
Maybe two, yeah.
Still very early.
It's early, you're right.
No, but to be 14-14, I think was it Drab or somebody came in and said, maybe you. It's the latest they've been this at 500 in, you know, 4 or 5 years.
Since June or July of 2021 when they were 40-40.
That's crazy. They're way better than we thought.
Jason, your paid attendance last night at Lone Depot Park.
Whatever it is, I just don't believe it.
6,375 patrons to watch Nats fish.
If you were at that game, you could have sat wherever you wanted to sit.
I'm sure you could have.
So, like I said, Abrams, 1-for-3, couple of runs scored, couple RBIs, hit his 7th home run in the top of the 3rd. He did steal a base. Jacob Young, who's batting in the 9-hole, was hitting .328, and he stole, I think he at least had one stolen base last night. He's got 13, which I think is 4th in the league. I believe he's stolen 24 consecutive bases without being caught, and I think the record's 28 or 29. He's not that far off from the record.
I mean, aren't the Nats, like, leading that stat for MLB by a wide margin, stolen bases? They have to be.
No, the Reds might be, actually.
Actually, they're tied. Tied at 52 each.
L.A. De La Cruz has 18 stolen bases.
The next highest team is the Brewers with 35.
Yeah. So
we had Mike Rizzo on a few weeks ago.
They like to get on and go, man.
That was a focus of spring training, was getting guys running the bases.
I mean, Winker had one last night, like I mentioned. Abrams. Young had 2, so he's got 12. So they had 4 last night. Jake Irvin gets the win. He's 2-2. ERA 4.28. Rodgers the loss. Didn't pitch horrible, but he got the loss. He's 0-4. So now the Nats will go down to Texas to play the Rangers for a 3-game series starting tonight. Orioles beat the Yankees last night. Start of a big 3-game series. I believe they are I guess maybe the Orioles are one game up now in the division.
No more Jackson Holliday watch, at least for now, because he got sent back down to the minors.
Actually, they're tied. So the Orioles and Yankees are tied right now. Orioles are 18-10. The Yankees are 19-11.
Kimbrell's been their weakness. Their closer.
I'm not saying
he pitched last night. I'm just saying that they're playing really good baseball. The couple things to look at is their closer situation, because they lost their closer last year. He'll be out for a year.
Who's this Danny Colome who got his first save last night, Valdez? Danny Colome got his first save.
Lefty pitcher. He's probably been the best one in their bullpen. Besides, this Kimbrel blew the last two games, but he's been all right all season.
Yeah.
He just got overworked.
Valdez, are you still actively watching every O's game?
I am. Watched it all yesterday.
Look at you.
Grayson Rodriguez was awesome. Got his fourth win. 5 2/3, no earned runs, ERA 3.71. So
the bullpen's a big issue because they're overworked early.
Yeah,
a lot of the starters aren't getting past six.
Yeah, but last night it was good. I mean, bullpen pitched 3 1/3 and didn't allow a run. So, all right, so 2-0 Orioles win. Gunnar Henderson hit number 10, and I believe that was a leadoff in the bottom of the first. I love my overplays right now. Like I mentioned, I have the Nats pretty big. I've got the Orioles pretty big, over 89.5. I've got the Cubs over 86.5. They're 18-11.
Well, I hope you don't have the over on the White Sox, because they've won six games,
not
just like the
that.
Marlins.
Yep, didn't touch them.
Good.
I have the Reds over, and they are 16-13. I have the Dodgers under. Now, they've turned it on a little bit here lately.
Mm-hmm.
They're 19-12. I got under 103.5. And there's a couple other ones I have. Oh, I think I have under the Braves, 101.5. Probably lose that. But I like the Nats over 66.5. I really like it. All right, NBA playoffs. Celtics beat the Heat 102-88 last night in Miami, so they're up 3-1. Derek White had 38 in the game. So it's just a matter of time. The Thunder, they sweep the Pellies 97-89. I think that's their first series win since 2016. So they advance with the sweep over New Orleans in New
Orleans. They're an impressive team. New Orleans didn't have Zion for the series, though.
Right. Probably wouldn't have mattered, but you're right, they did.
Probably not.
And as you mentioned, the Nuggets, they win by two. Murray hit a game winner, and they win 108-106. So they win the series 4-1, and we'll see what the future of LeBron is. That'll be the talk of the NBA in the offseason.
Nuggets will face the T-Wolves next, right? That should be a really interesting series because the T-Wolves are really big.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Nuggets just, when it comes down to the end of the game, they don't even call timeouts. They just run two-man game with Joker and Murray.
And Murray's,
he's never made an all-star team. And yet he's so clutch in the playoffs and comes up big. He hit really a tough shot, dribbling to his left on a pick and roll, shooting to the right, and buries the Lakers.
They win it in five. Sixers-Knicks tonight. That is game five. Knicks are up 3-1 at the Garden. Brunson just absolutely murdered the Sixers in game four. He had almost 50. They couldn't guard him. They didn't know how to guard him, and they got killed on the boards.
We had Michael Lombardi on the show to talk NFL. He went off on the Sixers, and then I saw some statistics to back up a little bit what are you saying.
Mm-hmm.
Embiid's fourth quarter stats compared to the rest of the game, they're terrible. Because maybe he gets tired.
Maybe he does. Now
part of the reason is
290 pounds.
He's a big human.
If you look at plus minus when he's on the court, they are much better. When he's off the court, they're minus like 36 points in the series.
Of course, because they
something
only have,
like that.
They only have Maxey. I mean, it's just Maxey and Embiid. I mean, nobody else.
I mean,
is
they
really
have Tobias Harris. They have
he's all right.
Nick Batum.
Yeah, they're okay. They're not going to get you past the Knicks.
Again, so, Michael Lombardi was boohooing about the plight of being a Sixers fan, and then I had to throw we're Wizards fans in his face, and it could be worse. It can always be worse.
True, but if the Wizards had Embiid, you'd expect
his point is series wins. His point is they had talent.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I can understand his viewpoint.
So we'll see game five tonight. Magic are in Cleveland. Game five, it's tied at two. And then Pacers-Bucks. I assume Lillard's still out and Giannis still out.
I would assume Giannis for sure, not sure on Lillard.
And that's game five. Pacers up 3-1. No one cares about the NHL playoffs, correct? There were two games last
night. I'm out.
I know that the Panthers
Florida
eliminated.
Did, they took out Tampa.
Yeah.
Steven Stamkos, I heard, is a free agent. Would the Capitals go after that old guy?
No, How old is he?
Stamkos, I'm going to guess.
We're out of the old man.
He's
35, 36?
Probably 30. I'm going to say 36.
We want to hold on to Ovi and get rid of all the other
too,
old guys.
So he might be young, little younger than you think. 34 to 36.
34.
Okay.
How old is Carlson?
Carlson, 34, I think he's 34.
All right, we want to keep Carlson. We want to keep Carlson.
37. And
yeah, but you know what? We want to keep Carlson, of course, but he needs help. He plays way too many minutes.
All I'm saying is Stamkos scores goals. I just looked it up this year.
We don't want
to scored 40.
Guys. We're out on that.
Scored 40 goals this year.
All right, whatever.
I'll take it.
I don't want a
40-goal score?
Nope.
1-year deal?
I'd rather have a young guy.
You know what?
Skate.
He is a little advanced in age, but
if he can score.
This team could use a 40-goal score.
Yeah.
I want a young guy.
Alex Ovechkin.
I need a young guy.
I'm with you on a youth infusion, and I want McMichael and LaPierre and guys like that to take the next step in their evolution. But I don't think they're going to evolve into 40-goal scorers next
I don't
season.
Hear many. Look, I don't know many names, so I don't hear many names that are available that I know. And I heard Stamkos, free agent. Now, I think I heard his GM or coach said something to the effect of, like, he's a bolt for life. We believe he's a bolt for life. But he's a free agent. It's his decision if he's going to be a bolt for life.
Hmm. Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
How many goals does he have in his career? It's got to be a boatload.
The team needs some scoring punch, and it's going to be hard to find, you know, 21, 22, 23-year-olds that are going to give you 40.
He's got 555 goals. It's a lot. Now, it's not Ovi level, but it's a lot.
Yeah, and in his last look, has he slowed down some? Maybe, but statistically, last couple of seasons, 42 goals, 34 goals, 40 goals. And yeah. He pretty much plays every game.
You would take a 106, 84, and 81-point scorer on this Capitals team any day of the week.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So even though he is long in the tooth.
There's got to be a plan from BMAC.
Well, Brian McClellan has a plan. I don't know what. I'm not privy to the details of his plan, but he definitely has a plan to get younger and faster this offseason.
All right, last but not least, if your name's Bashaud Breeland, you're not happy.
Well, luckily my name is not Bashaud or Breeland.
Former Redskin DB has had his second arrest in Charlotte.
What'd he do?
First came back in August of 23.
Can I guess?
They're like driving deals?
I'm going to go either weed possession or reckless driving. Which one am I going to select? You know what? I'll go for both. He was reckless driving with weed in his car.
I think it was all of that. He might have been in a stolen car.
On that bingo card.
And I think there was a weapons charge, too.
Forgot that one.
Yeah. So the big ones, the weapons charge, the stolen vehicle, and the drug possession.
Right.
They were all in there.
Yeah, he had the trifecta.
Oh, he had two AR-15s and two AK-47s.
Well, what the hell is he trying to do? You know, start a war?
I just don't know what's happening there.
I think those are the accoutrements of the drug game.
So
could be.
Not good for Bashaud Breeland.
Yeah.
Is he? He's no chance he's still actively on a roster. He was on the Chiefs roster like 2 years ago, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Maybe, but
he was on the Chiefs like recently.
Yeah.
His career's just taken a bad turn.
I think his career's over. And
he did have a great license plate, though, right? Was it Breeland?
He had a sticker.
Breeland Island?
He had a huge Breeland Island sticker on the back of his car way back in the day when he was playing here in Washington. All right, when we come back, we'll talk some more NFL. There's a new Dan Snyder amongst the ownership ranks in the NFL. We'll tell you who it is next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.